Gentlemen, I would have to review a little bit of what we did yesterday in order that we can, you know, finish up a sugya that we started. And again, just to remind you about Ikar Beinayu, Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol, and we had many different sheep.
I was the only one here yesterday.
Right.
They could use.
So as long as you're Michael,
certainly.
Okay, you could. So you can appreciate a chazor.
I appreciate it.
Very good. So what we had yesterday was the question of Be'ulas Atzmo, meaning in the case of a Kohen Gadol who had a relationship with a woman before he married her, so it was outside the framework of marriage. That's called Anusas Atzmo or Mafutas Atzmo. So we had a machlokes whether or not the Iser Aseh, or what we call a Lav Haba Machal Aseh of Isha Bipsuleo Yikach, that's going to be a Basula and not a Be'ula, whether that would apply in the case of Anusas Atzmo, Mefutas Atzmo. And there were a whole bunch of different shitas, but we're not going to review all those shitot right now. We pointed out yesterday that in the cases of Bogeres and Mukas Eitz, there is no Lav Haba Machal Aseh because they don't fit the category of a Be'ula. On the other hand, there's a Bitul Aseh because it's not a Besula. She's not a Besula. And then the issue was, what about Be'ulas Atzmo? Can we accept a comparison between Be'ulas Atzmo and Bogeres and Mukas Eitz, which would mean that there's no Lav Haba Machal Aseh, there's only a Bitul Aseh. And then Afkamina is going to be whether or not, if he went ahead and he married her, which he shouldn't have done because of the aseh of marrying a basula, whether or not we would say yotzi beget, does he have to divorce her? If we're going to say it's a lava b'machal aseh, and it's not similar to the case of the bogeres and mukas eitz, because there's certainly no lav, there's no iser essay. It was only a bitul essay, but once he's married to her, he's married to her, mighty of it. But the question is, what about Be'ulas Atzmo? Do we view and define Be'ulas Atzmo as similar to Mukas Eitz, and therefore there's no Lav Haba Machal Esei, is only a Bitul Esei, and therefore mighty of it once he's married to her? Or do we insist that there's a Lav Haba Machal Esei even in the case of Be'ulas Atzmo? Okay, that's what we have. Now, the question that we asked yesterday, which I want to pick up today, was from the Gemara in Chulin. Let's just see, where is that? I'm sorry, I just got a little disoriented for a second. Where is the Gemara in Chulin? Where is it? I know it's in front of my nose, but I'm not seeing it for some reason. Just one second. Oh, this is frustrating. Just one second. Oh, okay. I found it. Okay, so this Gemara in Chulin is on page Tuf Pei, which you should have. And that's the last thing that I think we looked at yesterday. And this you'll see on the bottom of page Tuf Pei, right, Tuf Shin Mem. And basically, the principle that we derive from the sugyan chulin is that in the context, in the question of a relationship between a doraisa and a drabanan, when the Torah says that something has to be roi, it has to be fit for something, that means on a doraisa level it has to be fit. The fact that minarabonin it's not fit, it's not roi, is irrelevant. And how do we see that in the sugyan chulin? We have the case of nocher of, which means that the bird is dead, but there was no shechita. And the issue is there a chiyuv kisui adam? According to the Man Yom, who says ein shechita liof min haTorah. So on a doraisa level, for sure he's chayv in kisui adam. But the Rabbanan said that you're not allowed to eat this bird. That's a Rabbanan. Now we go back to the Torah, and the Torah says in kisui adam, the parasha kisui adam, it says asher yochal, means you have to do kisui on the meat of a kosher animal which you can eat. That's what it says in the Torah, which you can eat. Mirabona, you're not allowed to eat this meat, this chicken. But on a doraisa level, you're allowed to eat it. So how do we square with asher yochal, which is the prerequisite for the mitzvah kisui adam? And the Gemara answers, it's asher yochal because min haTorah it's mutar b'achila. So we see clearly that when the Torah requires that it be roi l'achila, it means on a doraisa level it has to be roi l'achila. The fact that it's not roi min rabbanon is irrelevant. Now, all this becomes very important when we analyze the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Naira, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, with regard to the case of Shnios L'Arayas, because Shnios L'Arayas is only Asur Min Rabbanon. And the Gemara, according to the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, is going to exclude a Shnia under the Pasuk V'lo Siya L'Isha. And the Kesef Mishnah says the reason for that is that once she's Asur D'Rabbanon, then it's no longer Re'uya L'Kaima, and he quotes the Pasuk of Ushmarati Mishmarati and the Pasuk of Lo Sosur. You remember all this? Am I losing you? I don't want to lose you up front. I'm pretty sure you were here for this 2 days ago, yeah?
Yeah.
So again, just to go over it once more. The Rambam, in his list of women who are excluded from Velosia Le'isha, he has Shnia on the list. And the Kesef Mishnah says, what do you mean Shnia is on the list? On a Doraisa level, the Torah says, V'lo Siya L'Isha, and Shnia is not a Surah Olav, it's all Durabana. So why don't we include her on the V'lo Siya L'Isha? So the Kesef Mishnah invokes a few psukim, like Lo Sosur and others, to prove that the Torah authorized the Chachamim. And in essence, when the Torah says that V'lo Siya L'Isha, Isha Ruhi L'Kaima, it means that she's Ru'il Kaima without violating Lo Sosur. In the case of Shniel Sarayos, you're going to violate Lo Sosur if you remain married to this woman. That was the thesis of the Kesef Mishnah. But that seems to be contradicted by the Gemara Chulin, because the Gemara Chulin says that if you need Royal Achila in the case of Kisi Adam, then even something which is Asur Min Rabbanon, as long as it's Royal Achila Doraisa, that's enough to put it back into the parasha of Mitzvahs Kisi Adam. So with regard to the Mitzvah Lo Siya L'Isha, even though a Shniel Arayas is not Ru'il Kaima, but nevertheless if we look on a Doraisa level vis-a-vis the Mitzvah Lo Siya L'Isha, she's Ru'il Kaima. Why does the Rambam exclude her from the mitzvah of Lo Siya L'Isha? And the Kesef Mishnah says, because once she's a Shnia L'Arayos, the Rabbanan prohibited her, and therefore it's no longer considered Ru'uya L'Kaima, but it is Ru'uya L'Kaima, because on a Deraisa level it's Ru'uya L'Kaima. So to answer that question, we have here a paragraph on page Tuf Pei Aleph that we discussed at great length yesterday. I'll just give you the gist of it today. That's Ubibir Inyan Zeh. And he says the following. that the mitzvah velosia l'isha is not a mitzvah in the bia itself. It's not like a yibum situation where the Torah says yivam yavo aleha. Here the Torah just says lo siya l'isha, which means the mitzvah is a kicha. It's a relationship of kinyan. It means that the marriage relationship, the ishus, is valid. That's the goal, and that's the achievement of the mitzvah v'lo siya l'isha. And therefore, when we talk about shnios la'rayos and the mitzvah v'lo siya l'isha, we have a unique case over here. It's not like other yisurim drabbanan, like the case of oaf, the oaf without shechita, which is asur min rabbanan, according to that man, the yomer ein shechita li'oaf min ha-Torah. And he says the following, that other yisurim drabbanan are considered roi. Why? Because the Torah itself was matir. The Torah says you can eat this meat, the meat of this oaf. But in the case of Elosiel Isha, here the Torah is saying that you need Re'uyel Akaima, you need a Kicha relationship, an ongoing marriage relationship. And if on a Durabbanan level, because of the Isur Shnias La'Rayos, the Rabbanan instituted an Isur, and therefore there cannot be a normal relationship of kicha between him and her. So let's say we take the case of a Kohen Gadol. Or forget about the case of a Kohen Gadol. Let's just focus on the case of a Shnias La'Rayos. And I'm always eager to look at the list of the Shnias La'Rayos. Again, it should be there in Isurei Bia. If you could just flip through Hilchos Isurei Bia, that's the bottom of that big pile there, and see if you can find the list. I know the Rambam has a list of Isurei Shnios. That's the bottom of the pile, I meant to say. The lowest number. That's where you'll find it. So in this case, the Torah doesn't want a marriage relationship, a normal marriage relationship between a man and a shnia, because once the Rabbanan instituted the Isur Shnias La'Rayos with this woman, then it becomes Lo Sasur, and the Torah validates the authority of the Chachamim to completely repel and reject such a relationship. So therefore the mitzvah of Elosi Elisha is not possible here in the case of a shnia. This has nothing to do with a case of a mitzvah of Kisi Adam, which depends upon whether it's Roy L'Achila. And the answer is that since the oaf in a Doraisa level of Minatoris Mutar Bachil, it's Roy L'Achila, hence this condition is met, and the mitzvah of Kisi Adam will apply. And that leads us to a paragraph which we're up to today on the bottom right of page Tav Pei Aleph, which is called Vageder. And he says the following, give me a criterion, give me the rules of the game. When do we say it's roi because on a deraisa level it's roi? And when do we say that's not roi because on a derabbanan level it's not roi? And he says the following, he's quoting Reb Shimon Shkup. Are you familiar with Reb Shimon Shkup? His Torah is very profound, so sometimes it eludes me, it's beyond my profundity. But I think I can understand more or less what he's saying here. He says, we have to distinguish between two kinds of conditions in a mitzvah. Sometimes the condition that, when the Torah sets up a condition, it's al etzem hadavar. You'll see that in the third line. Al etzem hadavar, which I think we could call the cheft itself. In the case of Kisi Adam, we're looking at the oaf, and we're asking al etzem hadavar, is this oaf roi l'achila? Does it come under asher yochel? Or is it not roi l'achila? When you're dealing with the cheftza, then you're dealing with an abstract concept or a definition. You want to know in general whether oaf, in the case of an oaf that dies without shechita, is it roi l'achila? Is it not roi l'achila? And here the Doraisa halacha steps up to the plate, front stage, and says that, you know what, there may be there may be something extraneous to the oaf, you know, to the cheftz of the basar, that prevents you from eating it. That's called Ariyehu Deravyale. For example, the Torah will say that you have to listen to the Chachamim, and they said not to eat it. But nevertheless, the basar itself is royal achil. According to the Torah law, it's edible. It's kosher meat. But then we have a different kind of tnai, where the tnai is in the mice itself, which means that the Torah commands you to marry this woman. Now, you want to fulfill that mitzvah. Well, you have to have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah befall. It's not about the abstract definition of the cheftza, as in the case of basar of. Is it edible or is it not edible? And the Torah says it's edible. You may have problems because you can't eat it because the Torah says listen to the Chachamim and the Chachamim tell you not to eat it. But as far as the basar per se, the Torah recognizes that it's royal achilah. But if the Torah commands you to do an action, in this case for lo si elisha, to marry this woman, then the conditions have to be met and the preparation, all the preparatory stages have to be checked off, that you can actually fulfill this maisa mitzvah. Well, the Torah says lo sasur. Here, if the Torah validates and authorizes the Chacham to tell you not to do this mitzvah, not to marry this woman, then the mitzvah itself is completely gone, it's completely undermined. He says, "Bekai gavna tnai shi roi eino ala chefetz el ala adam." The man has to know that he can have and consummate a marriage with this relation, with this woman. But now there's an ikuv, there's a barrier, there's an inhibition because of the Yisud Rabbanon of Shnios LaRayos. Now we get to the mitzvah of Alosi Elisha, which commands the Boel, the Ma'anes, to marry this woman, but the problem is she's a Shnia. And if she's a Shnia, he cannot consummate that marriage of Alosi Elisha, and Mela the mitzvah is gone. Because the preparation and the prerequisite for the mitzvah is the possibility of actually marrying this woman. So we need, and you'll take a look at the last word on column one, right column, going on to the next two words on the top column, you need Re'uya Le'ishas Befal. Whereas the Rebbe used to say, Mamish. Do you ever listen to the Rebbe? Yeah. So, if you're waiting in the lounge, you know, they in the shul there, that you could listen to the Rebbe. They have it on. Do you ever do that? You know, when I float around there. So, the Rebbe would end every sikha with Mamish. So, we need Re'uya Le'ishas Mamish. Menachem Mendel Schneerson. That's Mamish, right? And if the Rabbanan are inhibiting you and they're saying that you're not allowed to consummate this marriage because she's a Shniel Erva, then it's not Ru'iyah Le'biya Mamish, Ru'iyah Le'ishus Mamish. He calls it before. Now, we're still left with one major problem, which he alludes to on the top of this page, Tov Pei Aleph, on the right column. And that is the Lashon HaShas on Daf Lamed Vav. Now this Lashon HaShas on Daf Lamed Vav was quoted back on page Tuf Ayin Tes, which is, I guess, two pages earlier, on the right column. And the Gemara says the following. This is a Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav. Midaraisa chazile v'amai elam knas. So the Gemara is talking about the case of shnios larayos that are prohibited midivrei sofrim, and the Gemara is going to tell us that there's no knas. Why? Because once the Rabbanan enacted this Isra of Shnios LaRayos, then it's not possible to be Makayim. She's a Lo Makayimah. Right? She ain't a Ruya Lakayimah. And ain't a Ruya Lakayimah is the definition of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. So again, according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, you need Ruya Lakayimah. So now we have Shnios LaRayos, and we're going to say that that's not Ruya Lakayimah. In fact, the Gemara, Midaraisa chazile. Why are you going to tell me that there's no knas? She's excluded from velosi elisha kohen rabbi shimon asi because she's not ruila kaima. Am I ain lem knas on a doraisa level? Chazile. Oh. So now we have a question. The Mishnah Lamelech claims that that Gemara there goes according to Shimon HaTimni. Now Shimon HaTimni says Velosi Elisha means Yesh Bahavaya. So in that case, the Gemara should have used the following language. Midaraisa Chazile means not that Chazile Re'uya L'Kaima. The Gemara should have said Midaraisa Tafsi Be'Kedushin Isbe Havaya, because if the Gemara is going according the way the Mishnah Lamelech understands, according to Shimon HaTimni, then according to Shimon HaTimni, the Gemara's claim should have been there should be knas because she's what? She's Isbe Havaya. Isbe Havaya. There's Tfisas Kiddushin in the case of Shnias La'Rayas. So let's just read the words here on the top right of page Tov Pei Aleph. If you have that page, he says the Ledivrei Mishnah Lamelech Sugya DeHasam Koyler Reb Shimon HaTimni Hachit Zorach Hayolahakshos. This should have been the language. It's like when the Gemara says Miboyle, right? This is what it should have said. Devishnios Tafsi Kedushin VaMayein Lem Knas. Because according to Shimon HaTimni, everything depends upon whether or not it's Be'avaya. So why is Gemara say Chazile? That language is not appropriate for Shimon HaTimni. So to answer this question, we're going to move over to the left column where it says Tav Shin Mem Aleph. Now, let's reiterate the conceptual definition that we've been operating with. We said that the mitzvah of Velo Siya Le'isha is a mitzvah of just 1 second. What was our point here? Again, I'm going back to the paragraph of Beer. Just give me a minute to reiterate that the mitzvah of Elosi Elisha means that he's able to be married to this woman in a way of Ishus. Right, so she has to be Re'uya L'kach. Now, once the Rabbanon made her into a Shnia L'Arayos, then the mitzvah of Elosi Elisha is excluded. Why? Because the mitzvah of Elosi Elisha means that we have to have a Elosi Elisha Kiderach Ishus, that he should be able to have an ongoing intimate relationship with her. That's Derech Ishus. But in the case of Shnios La'Rayos, she's not Ru'uya Le Ishus B'Derech Ishus, because Rabbanan and Lo Sasur prohibited that relationship. Oh. He says, Kol Zehu L'Rab Shimon Ben Menasya. Everything that we've said goes according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, because his understanding of Elosi Elisha is Ruya L'Kaima, meaning that there's no Isur between them and they could have an ongoing Ishus relationship of Derech Ishus. So whenever you hear the word Derech Ishus, it means a Heter Bia. You know, just keep that in mind, that equation. But now let's shift over to Shimon HaTimni and his understanding of Elosi Elisha. He says it all depends on marriage, meaning does the Torah validate the Kinyan Ishus? It has nothing to do, according to Shimon HaTimni, with Ruya L'Kaima, meaning that there's an ongoing intimate relationship between the two and a Heter Bia. So therefore, according to Shimon HaTimni, we have to talk in a different language, right? We have to talk about the marriage itself. Would the marriage be valid? Now let's take the case of Shnios L'Arayos. So if a man marries a Shniel L'Erva, then the marriage is valid. He's not allowed to consummate that marriage in an intimate relationship because of the Iser of Shnios L'Arayos. But nevertheless, the marriage itself is valid. Now, if this be the case, then maybe we can answer our question of before. Right? The Gemara could have... Just one second. The Gemara could have said that Chazile means Tafsi Bei Kiddushin. Tafsi Bei Kiddushin. So if we're going according to Shimon HaTimni, why didn't the Gemara just say Tafsi Bei Kiddushin? The Tafsi Bei Kiddushin, Mishan Knas, Afa Pishena Ru'uyolo. So let me read this inside. Avol is Rav Shimon HaTimni, Didarish Isha She'ein Bo Havaya. I mean that Yesh Bo Havaya, then we exclude Ein Bo Havaya. Ein a mitzvah El Shetia Knuya Lo Le'isha. It's not like Rav Shimon Ben Manasseh, who said that the mitzvah is to have an intimate an ongoing Derech Isha's relationship, right? Here we're talking about just poor Kenyan. Everything depends upon Kenyan. So even an Isha's Ein Arui L'Kaima, and the Torah says that there's no intimacy between the two, but nevertheless, if there would be tefisas kedushin and she's knuyalo, that would be the mitzvah of velosi elisha. So therefore, if he marries chayve esay, then if there's tefisas kedushin, then that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of velosi elisha, even though he's not allowed to live with her. Do you remember Rabosei this paradox that he can marry her but he can't live with her? But the answer is that from the context of Velosi Elisha according to Shimon HaTimni, he could fulfill that mitzvah simply with the Kenyan Ishus, even though there's no Ru'u L'Kaima, there's no Hetabia. So it'll be a formal Kenyan Ishus, she's an Ishus Ish, but there would be no way that they could intimately consummate that marriage. But that would be nevertheless a fulfillment of Velosi Elisha. He says, "V'keva dahani tanoi sfirle, the knas tolui b'mitzvus Velosi Elisha." Whether or not you pay knas depends, in the context of Rav Shimon HaTimni or Rav Shimon Ben Asya, depends upon the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha. And according to Shimon HaTimni, what does Velosi Elisha means? Tafsi Bei Kiddushin, and then you pay Knas, Aval Pishena Ru'uyalo, Memela Shapir Maksha Gemara, Amai Shnios, Einlem Knas, Hamidoraisa Chazile. They call Salka Daitov, Tahach Braisa, the Braisa that says, in the case of Shnios Larais, there is no Knas, Asya Kirab Shimon HaTimni. And that's the Mishnah Melech himself admits that at least in the Havamina, we're going according to Shimon HaTimni. But came into Lobi Inishate Ru'uya before Ali Ishus, Nechshevis Isha Ru'uyalo, came into Minatora Chazile, Kimo Kisi Adam. Just one second, I just have to underline this so I don't lose my place. Okay. Now, what are we saying? As far as the mitzvah on the Maisa, we need... Just one second. If we're going to say... It's coming out. Just give me one more minute, and I think it's going to break through. it's what. So you can, according to Shimon HaTimni, the Gemara should have asked, that it all depends upon Tafsi Bei Kiddushin. why does the Gemara use a language that's more appropriate for Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? But the answer is that the Gemara wants to suggest the following. It's not dependent upon Tafsi Be'Kiddushin, but it all depends upon whether she's Re'uya Lo. So the Gemara thinks that what? That since Midoraisa, she's Re'uya Lo. Second, we just finished saying, if it depends on the Maisa, is then you need Ru'uya Befoal, give it a little bit, you need Ru'uya Befoal, Le'ishus, Re'uchazile. One second, if I could just get this, is even though in a real my shneos in lim knas and the rice of chaziole the kasal kedaita afbraisa asik of shimon atimni. And according to Shimon atimni, we don't need derech ishus, all we need is a kinyan. And then what we need is Ru'uya Minatora. Why? Because the Kenyan. So it's no longer what? Only the Maisa. Just the Kenyan. The Kenyan. If you hold it, what? Then you don't need Derech Ishus, but all you need is Kenyan. So therefore, it should be like Kisi Adam. Why is it like Kisi Adam? We said the Kisi Adam is the din and the chiftz. If you hold like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, that what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the ongoing derech issues. So what are you going to tell me? That in this case of shnia, it's not going to be derech issues, and therefore there's no knas. Right, so she's not included in this parasha because of what? Because before all, there's no possibility of derech issues. That's according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. But if you all like Shimon atimni, that what? That it has nothing to do with what? With the king before all, then it goes back to Kisi Adam. Why does it go back to Kisi Adam? Because then it depends not upon the before, but upon the road. And now on a derisa level, she is road. Why? Because since Shimon Ativni says Velo Sila Isha means Kenyan, therefore it doesn't require, does not require the Ru'uyla Bia. I have it more or less. Gentlemen, you'll help me, brush it up. Wow, this is so profound. So abstract. I both say there are two ways of understanding Velo Sila Isha. Is the mitzvah Derech Isha or just Kenyan? And that's going to be the machlok stream Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon Atimni. According to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, it's Derech Isha. According to Shimon HaTeimani, it's going to be a Kenyan issues. Okay. Now we get to the main question. Is it depend upon Roi, or does it depend upon Befoal? Right, what we call Mamish, right? So here's the difference. If we're talking about Derech issues, so you're not talking about the abstract definition of issues. You're talking about the derech issues. So if that's what the mitzvah is, you need the befoal. Hence, we understand that in the case of Shnius LaRayos, there's not going to be a Ru'uya L'Kaimo situation. Again, I'm using the language of Rav Shimon ben Menasya, and therefore there's not going to be any Knas. And that was the Rambam that we were dealing with at the beginning of Hilchas Nara Amurasa, that the Rambam says that even in the case of Shnios, there's no Knas. Why? Because the Rambam is going with the definition of Rav Shimon ben Menasya, and Rav Shimon ben Menasya requires Ru'uya L'Kaimo, which means Ishus Biderech Ishus, and there's no possibility of consummating a Biderech Ishus mitzvah below Silish in the case of a Shnia, and therefore there's no Knas. However, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav is going not according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, but rather according to Shimon HaTimni. According to Shimon HaTimni, the mitzvah of Elos Elish is the formal kinyan. Well, once you're dealing with the formal kinyan, then the Gemara of Kisi Adam kicks in. That's what we have to understand. In Kisi Adam, we have an abstract formal definition of royal achila, which means that the befall is impossible because the Rabbanan said you can't eat this bird, it wasn't shechted. But on a Doraisa level, we don't need shechita, nechir is good, so therefore it's royal achila on a Doraisa level. But the Gemara is operating with the theoretical and not with the practical, not with what we call befall, but rather what we call bekach, roi. The real word here is roi. So the Gemara says that this oath is royal achila because on a deraisa level it's royal achila, therefore it's included on the roi. It's not befall because you're enjoined from eating it because of lo sasur, and you have to listen to the rabbanon. So again, once you get to the point where you can define something on an abstract level, then what plugs in here is roi, and for roi we go back to the doraisa halacha. Because that's when the Torah is dealing with an abstract definition, and you want to know whether this Heftza is royal achila and it therefore generates Kisi Adam, the answer is I go back to the Torah law. We don't need the befall, because we're just trying to define the basar and determine whether it's included in achila. And the answer is on a deraisa level, it's included in achila, Heftza, it's roi, and therefore there's a mitzvah Kisi Adam. Now, I'm just mumbling to myself here. Now, how do you know that the definition is royal achila? Maybe the Torah means that you have to be able to eat this befall. So that's what he said in the name of Rav Shimon Shkup, that if you're dealing with the definition of the Heftza and whether the Heftza generates a mitzvah or not, then your definition of a Heftza depends upon your abstract definition and not your befall, and hence if it's royal achila, and that depends upon the Torah law, that's enough to include this heftza in the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, Asher Teochel. So now he's claiming that in the context of Shimon HaTimni, where the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha is the abstract, halachic, legal, valid, Kenyan issues, which is Tfisas Kiddushin, then we have the ability to apply the principle of Kisi Adam, namely Roi. Is she Ru'uya to Tfisas Kiddushin? And the answer is she certainly is, because she's only a Shniel Arayas. And we go back to the Torah definition that she is certainly Ru'uya L'Tfisas Kiddushin. That's called the Ispe Havaya. So Memela, we begin to understand the Gemara's Kasha here. The Gemara says that Midoraisa Hachazile Amai Lesle Knas. Why should she be excluded from Knas? She is included according to Shimon HaTimni in the parasha of Velosi Elisha, because the parasha of Velosi Elisha is not referring to intimacy, kid biderech ishus, which certainly shnia is not rorita, but rather to kinyan and whether this tefisa is kedushin. And here, what the Gemara wants to emphasize is the concept of ra'ui. So why didn't the Gemara use the language of da'atafsi ve'kiddushin? So Gemara says that would be misleading. Because if you use the language of tafsi kiddushin, you would think that if shnia would be lo tafsi ve'kiddushin, let's say the Rabbanu would equate their erva to the Torah's erva, and go all the way 100 yards till the finish line and say, well, there is no tefisas kiddushin in shnia because she's an erva. That's totally irrelevant. Why? Because here we go back to the Doraisa definition. We're not interested in the Drabbana definition. Ay, lo sasur, it doesn't matter. Why is the definition here on a Doraisa level? The answer is because we're talking about an abstract kinyan. We're not talking about ishus, kinderech ishus, which require an intimacy, and that depends on whether or not ru'i or not ru'i befall. We're talking about roi or not roi in an abstract sense, in order to create that kiddushin. And that's what the Torah wants. From the Torah's perspective, if they would live in separate bedrooms, it would be irrelevant. He would still be Mekayim of the mitzvah, the chova of a losi elisha, because according to Shimon HaTimni, losi elisha means yisbe havaya. Havaya means kinyan. I don't need that extra element, go the extra 9 yards of Derech Ishus. That fits for Rav Shimon ben Asi, but not for Shimon HaTimni. Once you're dealing with an abstract kinyan, now you can apply the principle of Roy, which means that we go back to the Doraisa halacha, and the Doraisa, there is Tfisas Kiddushin, she's Re'uya L'Kayima. So that even if I would convince you somehow that in a case of a shneil larais there's no tefisas kiddushin, that would be irrelevant to the Gemara's point. There would still be a mitzvah velosia l'isha, and it would still be a knas. Why? Because midoraisa chazile, she's considered ru'uya. She's ru'uya for tefisas kiddushin on a doraisa level. And just like in the case of kisi adam, we said that the basar is roy on a doraisa level to eat. We're not interested in the fact that lamaisa he can't eat it because of the drabanon. So too in the case of alosi l'isha, with the perspective of Shimon HaTimni, which means you just have to create a kinyan, and everything depends upon whether they can formalize their kinyan and create an ishus. We don't care whether he can be velos, whether she's ru'uyelo, and whether he can have a derech ishus befal. That doesn't interest us. Is v'meila midaraisa chazile? We go back to the Torah law. And if in the Torah law there's tefisas kiddushin and the kinyan itself would be recognized, would be validated, then she's included in velosi elisha, and hence she's included in knas. So the Gemara's language is very meduyak. When the Gemara says midaraisa chazile, and we ask, wait a minute, the Mishnah Melech says we're going to Shimon HaTimni, and the language therefore should have been midaraisa tafsile kiddushin. Nein, it has nothing to do with tafsile kiddushin. Because tafsile kiddushin, I hit in the air, even I convince you that lo tafsile kiddushin, she would still be included in the mitzvah of a lo si elisha. Why? Because we're looking back to the Doraisa halacha, and that invokes the principle of ra'ui, of chazile allows me to skip over the losasur and the isurim derabbanan and go back to the Doraisa. That's chazile. And the reason for that is because the mitzvah of losi elisha is the abstract kinyan element, and not the befall element of intimacy of ru'uya l'kayma. Udasina lahachi shapir yeshlomu kidemashma me'akesef mishnu me'amarash soson de l'rab shimon atimni de be'inon isha sheyesh lo ba havaya is ones nosei. Oh, do you remember Rabosai? This was the beginning of this section here back on Tuf Ayin Tes, when we wondered whether velosi elisha means that he should marry her, or velosi elisha means that he has to pay knas but he doesn't marry her. And we pointed out that from the Mishnah Lamelech's perspective, it cannot mean velosi elisha that he should marry her, because let's say according to Shimon HaTimni, in the case of Chavi Yesei, he should marry her. That's impossible because there's no esei dochalosas in the case of a lo silisha because he beina lomar lo beina etc. etc. She could say she doesn't want it. That's all wonderful according to the Mishnah Lamelech, but according to the Kesef Mishnah, that's not so. The Kesef Mishnah understands that we're talking about a lo silisha befal. Now, how could it be that in chayve esei according to Shimon HaTivni, that there is Tfisas Kiddushin, that we would therefore mandate that he marry her? How could he marry such a woman? The Torah says he's not allowed to marry her. The answer is, what do you mean by he's not allowed to marry her? Well, if you mean he's not allowed to have bia with her, that's one thing, and I agree to that, but if you mean that he's not allowed to do the formal kinyan, well, the formal kinyan itself is mutter, and that's called Ispe Avaya. The Torah recognizes the validity of that formal kinyan. It's therefore adesina lochi shaper yeshloma gedemashme mea kesef mishnah umea mara sason dil rab shimon atimni to be inon isha shena sheyeshlo ba'avaya ones no se chai ve'esei ushnios. And how could that be? There's no esei dochalosas. And that's the Mishnah Mel's kasha. How can you be matir the isur of chai ve'esei or shnios in a case of ones just because of the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha? And Velosi Elisha is an essay to be Dochel Losase, or another essay? I mean, the Gemara says no, we don't apply the mitzvah, the principle of Dechia in this case. Lefish Mashin is Bayra, mitzvah hi anesu in Greda. The Torah, in a very paradoxical way, I mean, this is like shocking to me. The Torah is going to require him to marry her, but they're going to live in two different rooms. It's like, you remember Palti ben Laish?
Yeah,
but Cherub. Yeah, right, that's Palti ben Laish. You know, he again, in Palti ben Laish, there wasn't even a formal kinyan because she was an HCC to David. But just saying, the concept of Palti ben Laish, they could have two people living ke'ilu as a married couple, but they're living in two different rooms. He says, ha-mitzvah yanesu in greda, ha-isur gakabia. Right, because there's no of course issues in this case of, let's say, Ba'ul Kohen Gadol or perhaps Shnios. As I say, this is so much crazy. And he's talking about a Doraisa. Could you imagine that the Torah is commanding this man to marry her? Again, it's conditional on her agreement, without consummating the marriage. What?
I mean, the whole idea is, there's not going to be any issues coming out of this. The whole idea is...
It depends what you mean by issues. You mean issues in intimacy? Or you mean issues as a Kenyan? She's an issue. If somebody would have a relationship, it will put him to death for that. So I'm not sure what you mean by there's no issues.
Their relationship ends at the time of the Kenyan, basically.
Well, he has to divorce her. Again, until he gives her a get, I mean, that issue will continue. I'd be as Goel. And anyone who has a relationship with her is going to be put to death. Oh, if he calls him Daita, he adds, you know, of course, I don't know why she would agree to such a relationship. You know, maybe it would save her face or so, you know, that everyone's talking about this woman, that she had a rape situation, but the guy married her, so she feels good about that. You know, she can register herself as an MRS, you know, so maybe that means something to her. And by the way, in the case of Onus, we saw yesterday in the Rambam, that even after he marries her, he still has to pay the knas. It's not like Mufata, which will be done. Oh, now, how do we paskith? The truth is, we don't accept lalocha, neither of Shimon Manasseh nor Shimon HaTimni. The long time of the time, you know, Knas told me it's a slow seal, Elisha Vagam, Bechayim increases Mishan Knas, like our Mishnah, it's halocha Kestam Mishnah. He says, Mikomakom, B'mayde pligi, B'geder mitzvah, lo si Elisha. In other words, as far as the tlut, right, the interdependence between Velosi Elisha and Knas, we don't accept neither of these tanoim. But what we do accept is that they argue about together the definition of the mitzvah Velosi Elisha. And here we're going to pass like Rav Shimon ben Asya, that we need an Isha Ruya L'Kaimo Kederach Ishas Befoal, and therefore the Rambam is going to say in the case of Shnios, there is no mitzvah Velosi Elisha. Kevon She'eno Ruya Befoal. Had we paskin like Shimon HaTimni, then the Rambam would have said that in the case of Shnios, there would be a requirement to marry her, although he would never be able to consummate that marriage. So therefore, if the Rambam accepts Rav Shimon ben Menasya, then he's going to say in this case, she's not Ruya Lekaima, but nevertheless, there's going to be a Chiyuv Knas. Right? Because the Chiyuv Knas, even if there's no possibility of being Mekayim in the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha, we're not accepting that part of Rav Shimon ben Menasya. What we're accepting about Rav Shimon ben Menasya is his definition of the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha, which means that it has to be Derech Isha. So the Nafkamina is going to be Shnios Larayos, and there will be no mitzvah of Velosi Elisha. Had we not accepted Rav Shimon ben Menasya, but rather Shimon HaTimni, the import of that would have been that now, in the case of Shnios Larayos, he would be obligated to marry her, although he would not be able to consummate the marriage. But that would be the definition of the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha. In fact, we don't paskin. We paskin that in Shnios there is no mitzvah of Velosi Elisha. Why? Because that mitzvah is Derech Isha, because we accept Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Now ask yourself the question, well, if you're accepting the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Menasya, then, just one second, if you're accepting Rav Shimon ben Menasya, right, so then in this case of Eina Ru'uya Lekaima, which we're saying, according to Kesef Mishnah, Lo Sasa even applies to Shnios, so there would be no knas. So the Rambam is going to pass in this case that you do pay knas, because we don't accept Rav Shimon ben Menasya. But if you ask me, is there a mitzvah Velosi Elisha? That would depend on the machlokas Rav Shimon ben Menasya and Shimon HaTimni. And we're going to paskin that there's no mitzvah of Velosi Elisha. But had we paskin like Shimon HaTimni, that's the punchline of this discussion, then Eino Chinami, there would be a mitzvah of marrying her. There would be no consummation of that marriage. But in all cases, we're going to require a payment of knas. So let's just go back to one point here. In the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, Midoraisa Chazilei, Amai Einlem Knas. Oh, again, that question of Amai Einlem Knas means within the framework of Rav Shimon ben Menasya and Shimon HaTimni. In our framework, there will be Knas. And the reason for that is even if she wasn't Chazilei, there would be Knas, because the payment of Knas is not codependent on the mitzvah of Velosi Elisha. So even if she wasn't Chazilei, like for example Abal Achoso, still he pays Knas. But the Gemara there is analyzing the Braisa of Arayis and Shnius Arayis according to or in the framework relative to Rav Shimon Menasya and Shimon HaTimni. And therefore the Gemara says, well, let's see if there's a mitzvah to marry her or not, and then we'll determine whether there's Knas. And the answer is, well, according to Shimon HaTimni at least, there should be, and there will be, a mitzvah to marry her on a Doraisa level, because they would have a formal kinyan ishus, and she's Re'uya Lekach, even though they would not have a Derech Ishus relationship of Bia, because she's a Shneel Arayas, and that we cannot allow that. So that's what we have here. Now at this point I want to go back to page Kuf Gimel. I'm sorry, Kuf Yud Gimel, my mistake. And we're up to number pay base. Mm-hmm. So you may recall that we had four shitas in Rishonim about Anusas Atzmo and Mefutas Atzmo, and the most radical shita l'chumra was the Rambam shita, that not only is the Kohen Gadol enjoined from marrying this woman, and that's a doraisa, not only would he have to be Megarisha if he went ahead and married her, and that's a doraisa halacha, but moreover, there's chalolus in this case, because this is an iser ve'ila of a Kohen Gadol, of kahuna. Any iser ve'ila that's violated in kahuna generates chalolus. Now, the way that this chalolus operates, if I understand correctly, and let me just say this very tentatively, is he creates a status of a zona because of the iser bia that she experienced, and then as a result, in the aftermath of her status as a zona, we have what's called chalolos. In other words, a bia with a zona is going to make her into a chalol, and hence the children will be chalol. So here we have a kasha of the Shita Yeshana and the Rajba. According to the Rambam Shita, that in the case of Bulas Atzmo, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Now, the Gemara says, Ikabeinayu, what's the nafkamina between Shimon Atimbi and Rav Shimon Menasya is going to be Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol. And let's assume, like Rabbeinu Chananel for the time being, that it's a case of Bulas Atzmo. Is Amaya Amrita Besugyante Ba'ula Kohen Gadol Nech Shevis Chak Eino Ruila Kaima? Meaning, if I hold like Rav Shimon Hatimni, then there will be Knas in this case. Why? Because this Tfisas Kedushin, which we call an Isu Shein Shav Bakol, Hakfar Bebiya Rishona, since he had no heter to have a bia with her. And now we're assuming that when the Torah says Hu Isha Bipsuleo Yikach, there are two dimensions. There's a Kiyum Aseh and also a Lav HaBa Mechlal Aseh. And that Lav HaBa Mechlal Aseh is a violation of an Iser Kahuna. Then already with the first Bia, she becomes an Eina, I'm sorry, not only an Eina Ruil Kaima, that she was even before the Bia, but she becomes an Isha She'ein Ba Havaya. So this can't be an Afkamina for Shimon Atimni. And why is she an Isha Deles Be'avaya? And the answer is, because Kvar Bebila Rishona Havya Chalola. So with that Bia, he violates an Iser Kahuna. Again, we're talking about a Lav HaBa Mechlal Aseh. And then he wants to say the following, that the Iser Bia works in two stages, and we take the Bia and we divide it into two segments. There's Ha'ara, what we call Tchilas Bia, and then with Tchilas Bia, she already becomes a Zona. And now with the Gmar Bia, she becomes a Chalola. Now, once she becomes a Chalola, then Ein Lo Ba Havaya Achar Kach. Right? Because now it comes with the Lav of Lo Yikach. And in the case of a Lav, we're holding like Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. So even according to Shimon HaTimni, there would be no Knas in this case. How could this be in the Nafkamina? Dikshebola nosa asura ola mishum chalola v'koyale v'lav. Okay, fine. Betirtzu dechad bia lo palginon sheti oser shnei isurim. In other words, we need two bias, starting from the beginning of the bia to the end of the bia, in order to set up the status of this woman as a chalol. Now, this is very strange. If ha'ara is enough to make her into a zona, so then why isn't the sof bia enough to make her into a chalala? In other words, what are you saying? You need two bias, right? You need one bia to make her into a zona. Now when he's boil her a second time, she becomes a chalala with a psul chalolas. But in this case, it should be that gmar bia alone should be enough to generate the psul chalolas. And the answer is that chada bia lo palginon shetiyasa shnei isurim. It's too cut. It's too dry. It's too mechanical. Why is it so? In fact, if I'm not mistaken, okay, this I have to check out, but I think that Gmar Bia is enough for Kinyanin. Let's say, for example, Kesef Shtar Bia and Kiddushin. So the Gemara says that he's not Kono with Ha'ara, because Daital Gmar Bia. So the Gmar Bia is considered a Bia. It's Kesef Shtar Bia. Right, the post says Ubalah. Or for example, well, I don't know how this would how would that work in Yibum? I don't know. But Gmar Bia is considered Bia, so I'm not sure. He says Hachronim Biru Bishnei Drachim. Yesh Omrim to be MS Behara Nase Zona. Oh. So now the Achronim are saying that she became a Zona. El she'en koach b'tosefes bia, meaning gmar bia, ligrom psul chalolos. Dekula chad bia yivul ein mechalken a gmar bia b'fnei atzma leposla al yidei zeh. So again, when the kohen has relation with a zona, that's supposed to pass her as a chalola. She already became a zona midway through the bia. He's saying, though, that the Tosefis Bia of Gemara Bia is not enough to generate Chalos. Why? To Kula Chada Bia He. I don't know. Again, we're back to square one here. He says Kula Chada Bia He. That there's a din of, you need a Bi'ila of a Zona in order to create Chalos. Well, this is not a Bia of Chalola because she became a Zona within this Bia. So you don't have a Bia of a Zona. Correct? I have a Gemara Bia of a Zona. Well, this Bia was a bia to create a status of a zona, and you need another bia to create chalolos. Vochiach mikan shelo kidivrei amakne. All right, so this we'd have to look up in the Sefer Amakne. Shekosev l'shita ha'tosiv yevamis otu dechayve divrei masel otu dechayve lavim shenoflu liyibum hutru. So here's the case. You have a woman who falls for Yibum, but she's Chayve Lavim. So in this case, we're going to apply the principle of Ese Docha Lo Sase. Good. So that only applies to Ha'ara. Why? Because the Ese of Yibum is clinched with Ha'ara. Avol Gmar Bia Rishon Asura. He cannot continue his Bia because he's already fulfilled the essay with Ha'ara. So there's no essay to be Docha the Lavim in Chayve Lavim and Yevama Niknes Be Ha'ara. And the reason for that, Rabbo says, is because the din of Kol HaBoel Al Das Gmar Bia Hu Boel, that doesn't apply in Yibum because Yibum is not Das. Yibum is the Maisa Bia, and the Maisa Bia is the Ha'ara. So in Kiddushin, which is Das, he had Das not to be Kona until Gmar Bia. But in Yibum, there's no din of Das. It's purely the Maisa Bia, and the Maisa Bia is achieved and validated with Ha'ara.
Even though the purpose is Lakim Zera for the...
That's a different issue. That's a different issue. But in any event, as far as Kinyan Yibum is concerned, you need Bia. And Bia means Ha'ara. Umemela Grusha Shenofla LeYibum LeKohen. So we're talking about Chayve Lavim Uba Aleha Mischaleles Ivizara Terak Ha'ara Muteres. Oh, very good. So here you see that we divide the beer into two parts. The first beer is Esei Dochalosas. But nevertheless, she is a grusha, and therefore there's no heter for the Gemara beer. Why? Because that doesn't have the power of the Esei. And now the Gemara beer is a violation of this Isur. But you see that within the same beer, we can split the beer into half. And the first half of the beer, which is Ares Mutter, because of the din of Esei Docholos and Yibu, but the second half of that same beer becomes a beer Asura. So we can split one beer into two. The Yesh Omrim. Now I think we have another approach to understand this Rashba, that Eino Nasis Chalol Achar Adli Achar Bia Shnei, because of Lo Palgina and the Bia L'Shnei Surim, is Yisod Adin She'ein Bia Achas Yichol Ligrom Shnei Isurim. So it's not the issue that we can't split the Bia into two. That we certainly could, and the Gemara Bia stands on its own as an independent Bia. But there's a din in Isurim that it's all part of one beer. And to generate two Isurim, we cannot use one beer. V'lachein, b'koin shebal achoso, lekel emeim sheh ha'ora, that once he finishes the ha'ora, she became a zona. Now the Gemara beer, there's a violation of the Isur zona, and she becomes a chalola. Ela ad Gemara beer lo chal shem zona. Well, this part I don't understand. What he means is Ad Gmar Bia Lo Chal Shem Zona.
He's not splitting the Bia.
No, I don't think that's what he's saying here. That was the first approach of this paragraph Achronim. Now he's saying you can't generate two Isurim with one Bia.
So it's a technical problem.
Yeah, you know, we're very stingy about giving out tickets. We'll only give you one Easter for one beer. One beer can generate one Easter, but you can't have one beer that generates two different Isurim. So he's saying that a Baal Achoso, in the case of a Kohen, we're not going to say that he generates an Easter Zona with the Tchilas beer, and therefore there's going to be a separate Easter of Zona with the Gemar beer, right? She became a Zona with the Tchilas beer. Right, in the case of Achoso. And now he's going to violate the Iser of Bias Zona with the Gemar Bia, because she became a Zona midway. No, we're going to say that Ad Gemar Bia, Lochal Lashem Zona. I don't know why he has to go as this far to say Lochal Lashem Zona. I thought he could just say there's no Iser Bia Zona here. But that's not enough for him. He wants to suspend the Chal Hashem Zona until he finishes the Bia. I'm not sure why. I mean, the L'chor Tchilas Bia is a Bia, and he had a Bia of Achoso. That itself should generate a Shem Zona. But he says, no, the Shem Zona is suspended until after he finishes his Bia. Is Mela Enkan Isur Zona. No, he didn't violate the Isur Zona to create Chalolos, because again, Chalolos is only a result of a violation of Isur Kahuna, Ela Isur Achoso, but the Isur Achoso is not an Isur Kahuna. Aval v'nidon te'hamakne v'koin shenoflo yivama grusha kemen shal korchach yesh Isur grusha b'gmar bia the asay the yibum is kayem is kvar ba'ara, so there's no essay to be docha the gmar bia, and that's an isa grusha is pshitim is chalel si vizara, because here in this case we don't have to create a new isa. The isa grusha was a given, and there's nothing be docha the isa grusha as far as the gmar bia is concerned, because the mitzvah was fulfilled already b'tchilas bia. So that's where we're up to now. Now, the next thing I wanted to study with you, again, we're going to try to make a note here just that we don't get all confused. We got up to beginning of Tei Gimel. Okay, but now we want to turn to Kuf Chaf Gimel. Now, let me just see if I have it. Did I get this right? One second. Yes, Kuf Chaf Gimel. So now, do you have page Kuf Chaf Gimel? No? So look, I have to use the facility for a minute. So So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Omid Beis, until now we were learning the Sugya on Daf Lamed Omid Aleph. The Gemara has two possible sources for the halacha, the principle of Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that Kim Levi Ramine applies even in Chayvei Krisus. In other words, even though Bezdin is not meeting out any punishment, but nevertheless, there's still Kim Levi Ramine. And the Gemara, after analyzing both Abaye and Rava in that sequence, Abaye deriving the halacha from the Chuni ben Akonah from the word Ason, which includes even an Ason bidei Shamayim, like Kares, or Rava, who derives an equation between Kares and Misas Bezdin from the parish of Molech, the Gemara asks, Mai Beinai, what's the difference? Mai Ika Bein Rava La Abaye. So on this very question of the Gemara, we have a flaw. I may have mentioned this in the past, but I don't know about you, I need a chazor, and other achronim that come up brilliantly with an afkamina between Rava and Abaye. And this has to do with the relationship between two categories of Kimlei B'Ramine. There are two categories of Kimlei B'Ramine, and John, you'll tune in on this because we discussed this even this morning. Yeah. There's Misa and there's Malkus, correct? Now, in the case of Malkus, the Gemara later on will derive Kimlei B'Ramine from a special Yalfusa, not from Ason, but rather from Kidei Rishasa. In the case of Misa, the Gemara derives Kimlei B'Ramine from Ason. And Rav Yochanan and Rav Nechunya ben Akana Kohen Tabai took Ason even one step further, not only Misa in Misa's Bezdin, but even a kind of Misa Bidei Shamayim of Kares. So this is going to be the question of the flaw. Matzina lememar, de'ika beinayu, Misa umalkis, o kares umalkis. So let's for a moment focus on the second case of kares and malkis. De'la kamon, bedaf lamed zayin omen alf, matzrichinon lahanach trey kroy. Lo ye ason ukidei rishasa. We need two yalfuses. Chada lemisa umamon, vechada lemisa umalkis. And why is that so? The pasuk, the subject of lo ye ason, is mamon. Is that malkis? And it tells you that you cannot give a person misa and at the same time force him to pay mama. That's derived from lo yason. However, when you're talking about malkus, then we need a different pasuk, and that's the pasuk of kidei rishasa. So that would mean that if a person incurs with one maisa aver two chiyuvim, one is misa, one is malkus, he gets misa, he doesn't get malkus. He says the following. La Abaye, if you accept Abaye, that Rav Nechunya ben Akana in Chiyuv Kares is derived from Ason. Yeah. Well, Ason is only the case of Mamon. That means that Mamon is knocked off by Ason. Imi Ason lo yeyonesh. I mean, it doesn't say that in the Pasuk, but that's the implication. If that be the case, then ein lanu shetehe misa bidei shamayim, which I think he means here kares, if I'm not mistaken, poteres el mimamon, right? Because Abaye says that the expansion of the application of kimlei ramin according to Nechunya to an onish bidei shamayim like kares is only written in the parasha of Ason, which is addressing mamon, but we don't have any indication of the status of Chayvei Krisus in the case of Kidei Rishasa of Malkus. So therefore, we don't know, according to Abaye, that Kares would be enough to exempt him from Malkus. Let me just go over that one more time, see if I'm right. Fisa Abaye, the other... second. Oh, correct. Again, what throws me off a little bit here is he speaks about Misa Bidei Shamayim. I mean, well, that might be true, but it would be a little easier if you just mentioned Kares. But in any event, I think he means Onesh Bidei Shamayim. So how do we know that a Kares situation would be enough to exempt him from Malkus? And the answer is we don't have a source for that. Hence, the conclusion would be that in a case of someone who's chai of kares and at the same time malchus, he violates two different isurim, he would get malchus according to Abaye, even according to Abnu Chunya ben Akana, because Abnu Chunya ben Akana could equate kares with misa in the parash of Ason to knock off mammon, but he doesn't have a source to equate kares with misa to exclude Malkus, because the source for Miso Malkus, that he doesn't get Malkus, is Kedei Rishos. So there's no indication in that pasuk that we're talking about a different kind of Misa, the Misa Bidei Shamayim of Karetz. Oh, but what about Rava? Aval Rava, the Yoliflei Mi Kari Shalik Misa Shalachem, that's the Yalfusa of Molech, is Mimela Karis Poteris Gami Malkus. Rava's derivation for Rav Nachunya ben Akana is the establishment of an equation between Karis and Misa. The Torah says that when you, Bezdin, mete out this punishment, you'll mete out Misa. And if in event you don't do it, I have another Misa, and that's called Karis, which I'll mete out, God says. So that sets up an equation between Karis and Misa. Once we have that equation, we'll apply it to any din of Misa. For example, we have Misa Malkus, that Misa knocks off the Malkus. That's derived from Kedei Rishoso. And now we're going to plug in Karis as well because of the equation between Karis and Misa. So that's the question of the flaw. Again, I'm not sure if he asks it as a kasha. Oh, yeah. He's asking it as a kasha. If you take a look, fast forward, four lines up from the bottom of the page, on the right column, he says, the Gemara is going to come up with a very, very strange and complicated nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. Why not just give this explanation as to whether or not Kares would knock off a Chiv Malchus? Now, in Kuf Vav, he says that the Afla's question really depends upon a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that's the case of Chayve Misa Shogegil. I'm not exactly sure why he quotes Chulin Pei Aleph, because this machlokus is codified here in Perek Elunarus. We added, in fact, yesterday in Olam and Dalet Omid Beis in Masechta Ksubos. But anyway, he's showing you that you can find it in Chulin as well. And the case is Chayvei Misa Shogegin. So this means that a man violated a capital crime but without Hasra, and therefore he's considered a Shogeg. And the question is, just one second. I see. Now I understand why he's not quoting the Gemara in Ksuvus. The Gemara in Ksuvus is talking about whether or not Misa Shogegin or Malkus Shogegin would potter up a chi of mammon. Like, let's say, for example, Chovel bechavero b'shogeg, where he's chai of Malkus, or perhaps where he violates Shabbos and he rips somebody's shirayim, but he wasn't aware of the fact that it was Shabbos. So the question is whether he pays mammon. So that's the machlokus that's codified here in Krisus. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about a case of chai v'misa shogegin as far as Malkus is concerned. So in other words, he violated two different Isurim simultaneously. One is a Chi of Misa, one is a Chi of Malkus. And everybody agrees that Misa will knock off Malkus, and that's derived from Kedei Rishoso. But what about a case of a Shogeg? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's Chi of Malkus. which is the same as Rabbi Yochanan here in Ksubis with regard to Mammon in a case of Shogi. Well, actually, that's not true. That's according to the Havmin. The Maskon of the Gemara is that Chayvi Misa Shogim is Tana de Bechizkia. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. But so therefore, the case of Rabbi Yochanan is Chayvi Malki Shogim. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chayvi Misa Shogim do not potter up Malkus, right? To see the Chayov and Malkus. His Chayvi Krisus is Enom Peturim I Malkus. The whole assumption of the Hafla was that Chayvi Krisus, according to Rabbi Nechenim and Akash Nakov, Malkus, that's not true. Because Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of Shogigin, says that Chayvei Misa Shogigim or Chayev Malkus. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, everything depends upon right? What did that flaw try to accomplish? He wanted to know whether Karis would knock off Malkus, right? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's impossible for Karis to knock off Malkus, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chayvei Krisus is not included in Kimlei the Rabbeinu, because there's no punishment in Beis Din; it's all punishment bidei shamayim. Avol Reish Lakish. What?
Miso Sheli is not equivalent to Miso Shelo.
Yeah, it would be enough, but not to knock off Malkus. Right, because Chayvi Misa Shogigin would be potter from Tashlumin, but not from Malkus. Why? Because we need an Onish Befal, which means an Onish that Beis Din meets out. Alright, believe that we'll pick this up on Yom Rishon if we can. So let me, the problem is I have to make myself a note. If you can also make a note here, let's say, that we're on page Kuf Chavta, and we have now a whole slew of pages, right? That'll take us all the way till Kuf Chavta. Excellent. Thank you so much. All right. I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Yes, thank you.